Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Our guest on this week's Hours to Protect, Dr. Maria Martin. She's a senior inspector with the Office of Environmental Sustainability with the EPA, and she joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Martin. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, I understand recently the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, just last week released its preliminary analysis of greenhouse gas emissions in 2023, and they're from the emissions trading system sector. What did you find in those analyses?
Well, we received reports from over 100 different industrial operators and power generation plants, and we found that overall the emissions in 2023 had decreased by 17% compared to 2022. So it's a good news story. The greatest decrease was the 24% from the electricity generation sector. So that can be attributed to the increased amount of renewables available, to using less coal and importing some electricity as well.
But news reductions are always good, but how do they compare to targets that would have been set? Do they come close to achieving their own specific targets?
They come close, but there's always more work to be done, and you know, we have to make sure that there's enough renewables always available, and that's, you know, we're a bit at the mercy of the wind conditions from one year to the next. So further improvements are needed in our overall electricity structure to ensure that we're not using the more highly intensive fossil fuels.
Yeah.
So we don't. We don't have to use those.
People may be concerned, because I know particularly in this area of the country, there's a lot of conversations around the generation of power, wind farms, the like. But when you reference a thing like, well, it depends on how much wind we had last year, does wind hold the future for these emissions to continue dropping? Or do we need to look at other areas of renewable energy?
Well, we need to have a variety. Like I was saying, if we rely too much on any one area, then that might not go particularly well in one year. So there is more solar coming on stream now as well, which is surprising when you look out every morning and see the rain. But there's still a good deal of energy generated from solar. And there's also, other ways of coming online, storage of power, so that when we do have good renewables available, when there is wind available, we can store some of the power by putting in place battery farms, etc. And, in the future, we'll also be hopefully getting rid of our coal generation completely, but it's another couple of years away yet.
In terms of that battery storage, obviously going to be key for the future energy plan of the country. Do we have any battery storage facilities in the country at the moment? And if we do, how does that compare to what we will need?
Well, I wouldn't have the data on that now directly, because they won't come under the emissions trading area where I'm working. But they're being built, they're being put in place. And I know that Airgrid and the power companies are working on this, because that's a key to getting better use out of the wind that infrastructure that we have put in place.
Okay, and moving on.
They're being set up there in Dublin and near the Poolbeg plant.
Okay, moving on to another area that's got large challenges to face in terms of reducing its emissions, and that's aviation. But I understand emissions from flights within the European Economic Area, reported to Ireland by the 31st of March last year, increased by over 9% compared to 2022. So while other sectors seeing reductions, aviation is still a massive problem.
Yes, now it was very high, and pre-pandemic levels were 12.8 million tonnes, so we're not quite at that level yet, but it has increased. We have several large low-cost carriers operating out of Ireland, and their emissions are increasing as they as people get back to flying again since COVID, you know, there has been a lot of recovery in that area. They really need to look at using more sustainable aviation fuels, and measures have been put in place now to ensure that each airline uses a certain percentage of sustainable aviation fuels in the future. And under the emissions trading system that we manage, they'll be able to claim for the use of those fuels and get some free, what we call free allocations of free allowances once they have done that in the future. And that's a positive. It's trying to incentivize that whole sector of the production of sustainable aviation fuels and the availability of them. And of course, sustainable fuels are required in other areas as well, not just aviation. Mm. So there is a lot of competition out there to achieve those higher targets in terms of usage of sustainable aviation fuels.
And staying with aviation for a moment in relation to those fuels, are they more expensive, or are these subsidies, for want of a better word, that you described that they will be able to avail of, going to mean that passengers looking forward to their weekend away or their sun break, if they're lucky enough to get one, that they won't be hit with greater charges for flights as a result of the aviation sector needing to meet its targets?
Well, I can't say how these companies are going to. I suppose there may be some pass-through of costs, but I don't know how they calculate the cost of a flight. And, you know, it seems to vary a lot and so far as how far in advance you book your flight, doesn't it? Now, I should stress, when we talk about the 11 million tonnes, those are flights coming in and out of the European Economic Area. They're not just flights within Ireland or emanating from Ireland. We manage the administration of several airlines who would fly, you know, right across Europe. So not all flights are leaving from Irish airports that we administer.
Yeah, it's right across the European Union. Dr. Maria Martin, Senior Inspector with the Office of Environmental Sustainability, our guest on This Week Airs to Protect. If there's anybody out there that's listening this morning that's minded to wade through the amount of information that's in that report, or to view your synopsis of that analysis, is there anywhere online that the public can view these reports?
Yes, it was just a press release with a quick summary. So that's available on our website, and it's under our corporate section news. But you'll find it on the landing page at the moment. The latest PR, and there are links in it to our website for more information on emissions trading, and to the EU website where they also released a news article where they compared the results across Europe.
Okay, great.
And,
well,
the actual data, if anyone really wants to get into the data, they can download the data there on the European website.
Well, Dr. Maria Martin, Senior Inspector with the Office of Environmental Sustainability and the EPA, thank you for joining us and being our guest on this week's Hours to Protect.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.
And don't forget, if you want to listen back to this segment or indeed any of the previous segments, they're all available on the KCLR website, or you can visit the Hours to Protect website itself, hourstoprotect.ie, where you'll find all of the resources along with some handy guides and other information.